As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how do you look at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Openness, honesty, humility, love. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 20 of our journey. And as I read through the revelation, slowly and attentively, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Good Lord, I see in you that you are very truth, and I know truly that we sin grievously all day and are very blameworthy. And I can neither reject my knowledge of this truth, nor see that any kind of blame is shown to us. How can this be? For I know by the ordinary teaching of Holy Church, and by my own feeling, that the blame of our sins continuously hangs upon us. This then caused me astonishment, that I saw our good Lord showing no more blame to us than if we were as pure and as holy as the angels are in heaven. I felt great fear and perplexity, thinking that if I were to take it that we are not sinners and not blameworthy, it seems as if I should err and fail to recognize truth. And if it be true that we are sinners and blameworthy, good Lord, how can it be then be that I cannot see this truth in you, who are my God, my Maker, in whom I desire to see all truth? I repeat the word or phrase that has caught me over and over again in my mind. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught me. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the word or phrase I already have, I remain with the revelation. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7b, and Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice. What new word or phrase catches my attention? I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. The Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I reflect on the new word or phrase that has caught me. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I save it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.